The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf tachsamakim has a lot of interesting shailas. In today's shiur, we're going to be discussing is one allowed to go out with weapons on Shabbos? A most important shaila for Hatzalah members, can they go out carrying a walkie-talkie? And at the end of this shiur, we're going to be discussing a little bit of Hilchos Taka. So the mission starts off in Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, is one allowed to carry weapons out on Shabbos? Rabbi Elazar says that it's mutter, tachshitin hulo, it shows his status. Therefore, you're allowed to go around weapons on Shabbos, and the Chum say it's aser. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Chachamim, you cannot go around carrying weapons on Shabbos. Now, this question is a most vital question in Eretz Yisrael, where there are a lot of from Jews serving in the Israeli army, and this also is a very important question in the early 1900s. There were Jews in the Russian army in terms of carrying around their weapons on Shabbos. Now, there's the most interesting Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that the whole machlokes in the Mishnah is talking about for a regular person, like me or you, we're not soldiers. For us to carry on weapons, that's where the Chum say that you can't do it. But if we're talking about a soldier, for a soldier to carry around a weapon, even the Chachamim who normally say it's aser, but they would agree and say that it's mutter, because for a soldier to show off his status, everyone agrees that it's a tachshit. So HaShulchan says that for any soldier, it's mutter for him to carry around his weapon on Shabbos. There's also an interesting shuvah from the Chalkes Yaakov in Aleph Samach Zayin. He was talking about in the Russian army that the law was they always had to wear their guns at all time. And he was talking about when they came home for Shabbos, they weren't on duty, where there was no use really for the gun. But the law was you always had to have your gun on you at all times. So the Chalkes Yaakov says that there's halacha brought down in Shin Aleph in the Ramah in Sif Chaf Gimel from the Ar Zerua, that there was a law that all the Jews had to wear these yellow stars. So the Ramah says that since this is how they went around all week, carrying this yellow star, wearing this yellow star, even though it didn't really serve so much as a purpose, but something which you always wear and is always part of you, that's considered derech malbush, and therefore it'll be mutter to go out on Shabbos. Some people say this is also heter for a watch, that wearing a watch on Shabbos, since that it's something which a person always wears, so it's part of the person, and it's derech malbush, and be mutter to carry it. There are some poskim who are chaylik on this. The Rav Yashiv has a tshuva and chaylik gimel in Kerbis tshuva and aleph discussing whether one could go out with weapons. He's chaylik on the Aruch HaShulchan and he says the Gemara doesn't sound like it's talking about only for a non-soldier. The Gemara would seem to be talking about for a soldier and a non-soldier, that for both of them will be also to carry around weapons. And if you look at Sefer Aruch HaShabbos, he also says that it'll be aser for a soldier to carry around weapons on Shabbos. Fine, let's move on to discuss the Shiloh with the walkie-talkies for our Salah member. Her Moishan Shuvan Igus Moisha Chilik Dalid Shuva Pei Aleph was asked a Shiloh by his grandson, Rabbi Mordechai Tendler. He wanted to know that Rabbi Moshe did not hold of the area of Mbarpak and Fabush. The Arsene Ramban would do all of it, but Rabbi Moshe did not hold of it. He held it as a Shus Rabim. So the question was, for Hatzalah members, can they carry around a walkie-talkie in case they might get a Hatzalah call on Shabbos? Can they carry it around or not? Or, so Moshe says that to get Goyim instead of Jews is not really an option for Shabbos. The thing that the Gemara says, when there's Pikuach Nefesh, we do it Dafka Aidei Jews, because Jews are more zaras when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh. Therefore, when you mechal Shabbos to save somebody, you're not supposed to do it through Goyim, you're supposed to do it only with Jews. So to get Goyim is not an option. We have to do it through Jews. And Moshe says, for people who stay home the whole Shabbos, to waiting for a call, that's also very hard. So he says it's a very important child to know whether it's mutter or usser for them to carry around their walkie-talkies. So Moshe says, based on our Gemara, he says, the whole machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about carrying weapons, is a chum hold, carrying weapons, even though it's showing somebody's status, but being that weapons is something which is used to kill people, is to, therefore it's something which Lasa Lavai won't be around, therefore we can't say that that's a sign of something good. But Ramesha says that carrying around your walkie-talkie, even the Chacham agree that that is something which is showing status of the Hatzalah member, showing the good work that he's doing. Therefore, Moshe says that it would be mutter for Hatzalah member to go around carrying a walkie-talkie on Shabbos. The Gemara at the end of the Amud brings down Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Gadol HaMalva Yosem in Oisa Staka. Somebody who lends Ani money is even better than somebody who does staka. If you look at in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down, there are 8 levels of staka, and the highest level is somebody who gives a halvata ani or a shutfis in order that he shouldn't be embarrassed. That's the highest level of staka. Rashi says, why is it such, what's so great about lending somebody money? If you ain ani boish bedaver. When you lend the ani money, he's not embarrassed. It's very embarrassing going around collecting money, and when you do it in a way where he's not embarrassed, that's the highest level of staka. Now there's halach in hilchas staka, Rishman tes sif dalin in the Ramah, which many people don't know. The Ramah brings down the aser lehachser ani hashal rekam. It's aser, if an ani comes and he asks for money, it's aser to turn ani away. I feel it in this Nisnaragurgis Achas, even if you just give him a little bit of money, you have to give him something. Shenemer al Yoshev Dach Nichlam. You shouldn't turn away somebody who feels low about himself. You shouldn't turn away. Being that somebody is taking money, it's very embarrassing, and he feels very low about it, and when a person turns it away, he feels even worse. Therefore, it's very important when somebody comes to your door, you have to give him something. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. You have to give him $1, $2, something. You can't just turn him away. Now, the person discussed, let's say you get a letter in the mail. A lot of us receive a lot of letters in the mail for various organizations. Do you have to give every single letter or not? So the Pesukim say that this halacha of not turning ani away is only, what's the reason why is? Because you're embarrassing him. He feels very bad to ask. And when you turn him away, you make him feel bad. That only applies if the ani comes to, the poor person comes to your door, he asks you for the money personally. But if you just get a letter in the mail, you do not have to answer every single letter. A second shahada that discusses, let's say there's a gabbai staka coming, going around collecting money. It's not the ani himself. A lot of times you have Gabbai Staka going around. Does the same halacha apply or not? That also, Rav Chaim Kanevsky says, that it does not apply to Gabbai Staka. It only applies to Ani himself, the poor person himself, when he's collecting the money. He feels very low. But once the person's collecting somebody else, it does not have the same din, and you're not mechuyev to give every single Gabbai Staka who comes to your door and asking to who asks for money. I just want to say one thing, that a couple years back, there was a gabbai stuck in my neighborhood. He used to go around the kollel at night collecting money. So he asked me to come around with him because when, you know, somebody, one of the people from the kollel goes around with the gabbai stuck, they know I am, so he'll get more money. So I did it for a couple years. I just want to tell our listeners that when you're collecting money, you notice every single smirk or twitch, every single face. Even when you're collecting money for somebody else, I wasn't collecting money for myself, I was just helping the gabbai stuck out. But when you collect money, you notice every single twitch of the face, and you have to be very careful when ani comes to treat him nicely, because he feels it's very hard collecting money. No one does it, no one enjoys doing it, and it's very important to make the ani feel good. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting tshuva. He says, let's say you lend out money to ani. And you could have taken that money and kept it in the bank. And I think nowadays interest rates are low. Let's say you lend it out for 3 years, you could have put it in the bank, and you would have got the interest rate at 2%. So Moshe has a shaila, his mutter for one to take off that money off his Maisa money. So Moshe should write that you are allowed to, being that money, you for sure could have made that money by lending out this money. So Moshe says you have a right to take off the amount of interest which you would have which you could have made. You have a right to take it off your Maisa money. Now, Moshe only said it by money which you would have put in the bank, and you for sure would have made interest. If you lend out money to somebody and the stock market happened to fly up, you would not be able to take out that amount of money which you would have made in the stock market off Meiser, because, you know, you never know. Maybe the stock market could have dropped. Moshe is only talking about something which for sure you would have made the interest. Then Moshe said, it's mutter to take off that money from Meiser. Now, another case which comes up very often, people go around, they're selling Sfarim, poor people that go around, they're selling Sfarim, or they're selling other items, and sometimes a person buys it even though he really doesn't need it. A lot of times the person buys a sefer, he doesn't need it, he just puts it straight into Shemesh, he doesn't even have room in his house for it. So the question is, can he take off that money off my Maisa money? So the place can say, or Chaim Kanevsky says this, that if the whole reason why you're buying the sefer is just in a way to make the poor person feel good, it's a way of giving him tzedakah without making him feel bad, and you don't need the sefer, you don't plan on using the sefer, then you have a right to take off the full amount of the worth of the sefer. You could take it off tzedakah, you could take it off your Maisa money. Another kamashala comes up, that sometimes there are ladies who work cleaning houses, and you have a choice. You could take a non-Jew who's cheaper, or sometimes you could take a poor lady, and like this you give her parnasa. So the question over there is also, can you take off the money from tzedakah? So the Shulchan Aruch Yaakov says like this. He says that when you have somebody clean your house, so you are getting a service, so you'd be able to take off the difference. Let's say to hire the person who's not an ani would cost $12 an hour. And the one who is an ani, you're paying $15 an hour, you're paying a little bit extra money, you'd be able to take off the extra money which you paid extra to hire the poor person, that you'd be able to take that off from tzedakah. The Gemara on the Beis brings down Ramoshan Aleph Kav Zayin discusses, is a mutter for one to walk out with collar stays on Shabbos. So Ramoshan brings a raya from the Gemara on the Beis, they're received by Birius Zuet Stada, that the whole point of that stada was just to hold the lady's clothing in place. So Moshe says that from here we have a raya, that if somebody to wear kalastays, even though the whole point of the kalastays is just to keep your clothing in place, we see that it's mutter. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.